This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Monday, March 25th. God's word for you today is stay. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 144, verse 1, and it says, "Praise the Lord who is my rock. He trained my hands for war and gives my fingers skill for battle." Number 2, it takes physical exertion to sustain a spiritual advantage. Yes, advantage is secured at the spiritual mountain, but it takes physical exertion to sustain a spiritual advantage. The reason a lot of people have some kind of victory, then it fizzles away, is they started on a journey, then they got tired. But you will not get tired in Jesus' name. It takes physical exertion to sustain a spiritual advantage. You have an advantage in your career. What will it take for you to sustain that position? The things that got you there, the hands that you raised that got you the advantage, you need to keep the hands up. If you choose to do otherwise, you will be asking for trouble. Exodus chapter 17, verse 11 to 12 says, "As long as Moses held up the staff in his hand, the Israelites had the advantage. But whenever he dropped his hand, the Amalekites gained the advantage. Moses' arms soon became so tired, he could no longer hold them up. Moses was getting tired, but Joshua was getting stronger. Moses' hands were shaking, but he kept his hands up even though he was getting weak and tired. Joshua was getting stronger and winning." It begins to make sense when Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16 to 18, "For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. These troubles and sufferings of ours are, after all, quite small and won't last very long. Yet, this short time of distress will result in God's richest blessing upon us forever and ever. So we don't look at the troubles we can see now. Rather, we fix our gaze on things that cannot be seen. For the things we see now will soon be gone, but the things we cannot see will last forever." For instance, when you're fasting, you will get tired and you will feel faint. But if you stay there, the advantage you're getting will get stronger and stronger. That is how it works. During one of our God Will Do It Again fasts, I got on a scale and I discovered that I had lost about 15 kilograms, yet some people were abusing me that I do not fast. But it does not matter whether they abuse me or not. It is the result that matters. The point is, it takes physical exertion to sustain the spiritual advantage. Sometimes you will feel like the sacrifice is too much. After all, you are not the one who killed Jesus. Moses could have said, "This punishment is too much. Joshua is already winning, so let's throw a party." Israel would have lost gallantly if he had done that. There are positions you take and sustain, and until you crush your enemy, you do not shift. Until you see the enemy ground to powder, you do not relent. Let us pray. Father, infuse me with strength for my destiny battles, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.